Good morning, guys. It's Emily from Emily's Corner, and I am in a snowstorm this morning. I have in October with Michelle, I had been helping her with brain injury and mental health support. I met Dorn, and she is an amazing person. She hosted me on her show in October, and really my life has started to thrive since I had met Dorn, and our friendship has definitely grown. And along my journey, I definitely know how much a chiropractor can help the body, and it can definitely help you in a lot of ways. And so this morning I'm going to introduce you to Dorn. And Dorn, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
And can you tell us how a chiropractor can help us?
All chiropractors do things differently, but chiropractors work with the joints of the spine. And by working with the joints of the spine, we work with the nerves. We influence the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
So we can adjust anything in the body or everything in the body by getting the nerves working the way they're supposed to work. You can't say right or wrong, because each person, they work differently. And we get them working right for that person.
And you know, Dorn, you so amaze me. And I want to share also that Dorn had a life-changing event. And she amazes me so much because she is a chiropractor. She gives so much of herself to us that are brain injured. And she, I can't say enough how much I admire her. And I have listened to a lot of radio shows after I was on. And she's amazing. Her love, her hope, it's just, her heart is truly golden. And Dorn, do you do the radio every night?
No, good Lord, no. I do the radio once a month.
Yeah, you, oh my gosh, she's funny. Love Dorn. But she is the host of TBI Radio, or a host.
Yes.
And I definitely wish that I could see her myself for a doctor. She is amazing. And I just truly cannot say enough how much research I've done that a chiropractor can help. And I would love for Dorn to tell us how she had her life-changing event.
Okay. This was back a long time ago in 1985. I was a college student, and I just graduated from Amherst College in Massachusetts with a philosophy and women's studies major. Now, people wonder, what on earth I'm going to use philosophy and women's studies for? Well, I was planning to go to medical school, and I decided I don't want to go straight to school for 10 years. So I decided to take some time off, and I joined the Peace Corps and went down to Belize, Central America.
Wow.
While I was down there, I was teaching high school chemistry. Well, I was in Orange Walk Town on the one paved road in the country, and I got hit by a tortilla truck. And I was medevaced. They sent me to the hospital in Florida, Jackson Memorial Intensive Care Ward. And I was there for 3 weeks in a coma. And I didn't even know what was going on. Then I was there 3 more weeks with no short-term memory. So they would say, Doran, you can't walk. And I'd think, well, of course I can walk. And they said, no, you had an accident and your equilibrium, you're all damaged and you can't walk. And I'd say, oh, okay. Well, the nurses would leave, but I had no short-term memory. So I'd forget. We just had that conversation, and I'd get up and try to walk. Of course, I'd fall on my head because I didn't have the balance to walk. So they'd tie me into bed so I wouldn't get up and try to walk. Well, I sort of woke up, and I was in what looked like a hospital, and I was tied into bed. I couldn't figure out what was going on. And they had taken my glasses when I had my accident, and I can't see a thing without my glasses.
Right.
So I couldn't see, and I couldn't walk, and I couldn't move. So I was, you know, trying to get the nurse to come over, and I realized I could barely talk, but I managed to ask what happened. They said, you had a severe head injury. And I was like, oh. So my parents lived up in the Boston area at that point, outside of Boston. Oh. They moved me to a hospital up there where I spent the next year and a half learning how to walk and talk. Well, I decided, okay, I've recovered enough. I want to get out of this place. Well, the hospital had never had anyone leave before. It was only for the severe head injury cases who couldn't live a normal life. Well, I decided I could live a normal life. I wanted to live a normal life, and I had to get out of there. Well, they didn't let me out. So I figured, well, I'll prove to them that I can handle life on my own. So I signed up for a couple courses at Boston College, and I took public transportation to Boston College. You should have seen me standing out there in front of the hospital in my walker, waiting for the bus, getting on the bus, going to school, taking a class on brain injury, and coming back to the hospital. Well, amazing. I passed the class. I did okay. And I told the hospital, okay, I'm ready to go now. Well, they didn't quite know what to do with me. So I wrote to the President of the United States, the Director of the Peace Corps, and the high school teacher that I had down in Belize. Well, they all told me I could go back. So I went back. And I realized I was a lot more damaged than I thought when I went back into real life. So my next door neighbor down in Belize said, hey, I go see a chiropractor once every couple weeks. Why don't you come with me? I was like, sure, why not? I'm in a third world country. I'll go see a chiropractor. I'd never been to one before.
Right.
So I went down to see him. It was a 7-hour bus ride one way. And he was so fantastic. I went for every 2 weeks that I was the rest of the time, the year and a half I was in Belize, I went down to see this chiropractor. He did so much good for me. I applied to chiropractic school and said, I don't want to go into medicine. I want to go into chiropractic. So I became a chiropractor because of that.
And that is amazing, Doran. I've never really fully heard this story, your love and hope is just, like, I can feel it coming right as you tell the story, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that chiropractor helped me so much. And all he had me do was crawling back and forth across the floor to get my patterning, left arm and right foot, right arm and left foot.
Yep.
Once I got that pattern straight, yep, I was able to heal a lot better.
Yep. I do back flexes and I stretch my hips because that seems really important to me.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to thank you so much, Doran, for our talk today. And I really appreciate it. And as always, I really hope that our friendship grows even more. But I would like to end today. I would like to leave you with a quote today. The difference between failure and success is doing a thing nearly right and doing a thing exactly right. And I would love to say also again, have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you soon.
Goodbye, Emily.
I invite you to my Facebook support group, Emily's Corner, and we are there for brain injury awareness, lifelong events, challenges, your recovery, and it's green and purple. So when you search, it is Emily's Corner. And I also invite you to my website, www.strokeandtbiallies.com, www.strokeandtbiallies.com. You are never alone.